And we're back on the WGXE afternoon show. That song we were just hearing was Michelle Ndiaye-Cello singing Real, Real. Before that, we had Hurricane Waters with Citizen Cope. These are artists who were involved in an all-star concert called New Yorkers Against Fracking, which was filmed and documented in a 70-minute film that we are talking about today called Dear Governor Cuomo. The concert took place at the Egg in Albany in May, and the title refers to an open letter to Cuomo read by actor Mark Ruffalo asking the politician to maintain the state moratorium on fracking. We are really excited to have a number of guests with us today to talk about the film. We're going to be talking to filmmaker John Bauermaster. We're going to be talking to musician Natalie Merchant, Wes Gillingham from Catskill Mountain Keeper, and Ken Landon, who's the owner of Crossroads Brewery, where the film is screening on Wednesday. First, we've got John Bauermaster on the line with us. John is a noted oceans expert. He's a journalist, author, filmmaker, adventurer, and a six-time grantee of the National Geographic Expeditions Council. He's also a Hudson Valley resident. John, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm hearing you fine. Yeah, I wanted to throw that in. I want to make sure that that everybody knows I'm an almost 30-year-long resident of Hudson Valley, which is why this film is particularly important.
You know, when I first learned that, I am a real fan of the Ocean's 8 Project, which I know has you in a sea kayak all over the world, and then to learn that your home was really based here was very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of a dozen ocean heroes of the National Geographic Society, and I live easily 150 miles from the ocean, but that's kind of irrelevant because at least for the last 20 years, I've traveled a lot, and, you know, that Ocean's 8 Project, which you referred to, took us literally around the world, one continent at a time, looking at environmental problems and the relationship between man and water around the world. So when I, you know, when this notion of hydraulic fracturing really surfaced on my radar, I just decided it was something that we should focus on that was in my own backyard rather than, you know, halfway around the world.
Right, with the, hey John, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Yes, so the topic of water is near and dear to your heart on many, many levels. So could you just tell us a little, maybe we could just jump in and have you tell us a little bit about the film and why a letter to Governor Cuomo?
Well, I mean, the inspiration for the event, you know, we put on a concert in Albany in the middle of May, but it was rather unique in that it was a combination of spoken word and music, because our goal was to try and create something that, you know, could be shared with more than the 1,000 people who came to the Egg. So we provide lots of information in the course of the evening about what is hydrofracturing, what is fracking, you know, why is it here, why should we be concerned, and then mixed it with some really powerful music as a kind of lure to draw people in. I mean, how often do you, and then we filmed the whole thing. The great documentary filmmaker Alex Gibney brought a crew of 15 shooters and assistants up, and they filmed the entire concert and rally in one of the State House buildings and backstage and rehearsals, et cetera, and then handed me the drive at the end of the shoot, and, you know, basically said good luck. And that was in mid-May, and now, what, 6 months later, we've got a film that's out screening called Dear Governor Cuomo. And yes, I mean the title comes from a letter delivered by Mark Ruffalo, who's in the film. But that message was also announced by several people during the course of the night. Is, you know, Dear Governor Cuomo, here's what we're thinking. And the whole impetus behind the event and filming it was not to be hypercritical of the governor or anyone in the governor's office, but just to try and provide as many, you know, the governor's all along said that he's going to base his decision whether to lift the moratorium against fracking or not based on science and facts.
Mm-hmm.
So we just made an effort to lay out what the science and the facts are as clearly as we could and invite him to become a New Yorker against fracking.
Yeah, it's just actually a very generous invitation that you're putting out there. And Just on the technical level, having seen the film, it's really beautifully edited, and the combination of information from scientists, Dr. Sandra Steingraber, combined with the beautiful music throughout the film. It's a great combination.
I was interested at first with the event when I seeing the sort of combination of teach-in and concert, and then I haven't seen the film yet, but then thinking about what a documentary film looks like that's also sort of a concert film, and those not often being paired. Was it meant to become a film? I mean, I know you had a film crew there. Was this all part of the strategy and part of the plan?
Absolutely. Again, we were thrilled that the Egg sold out. But the Egg is only 1,000 people, and we really wanted to try and take this message into every town in New York State, which is what's going on right now. And to be honest, it's starting to get screened in states outside of New York, because even though the subject is very New York centric, and because we in New York have a really simple ask, which is ban fracking now, which a lot of states don't have since they've already started fracking. Yeah, the idea was always to share it with as many people as possible. And you're right, sir. I can't personally think of anything to compare it to. I've been kind of bastardizing, that it's a cross between An Inconvenient Truth and The Last Waltz.
I'm wondering also, because I just learned today about your real significant background in journalism. What do you think, how would you describe the film from a journalistic perspective or context?
Yeah, it's the first time that anyone's asked me whether I'm an activist or not, because I've written 12 books, made 12 documentaries, but anymore, you come to these subject matters, especially documentary films, with not necessarily a goal, but a vision. And in the film, we don't interview anyone from the gas industry. I'm not sure that they would have cooperated if we'd invited them. There's no one from the gas industry on stage, which was purposeful. So I guess in that sense, it is more activism. But at a certain point, I think you have to take a stand. And in regard to clean water, which is, I think, what it's really about, is our access to clean water for the long term. I think that's a pretty clear question and answer. Do you want clean water for the rest of your life? Yes, we do. Well, then don't frack with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's it is, on the one hand, a New York issue, but it's really a completely global issue that ties in water and humanity. And so actually, just to let people know, John, that you're very busy with these screenings, as you said, across the state, and you're speaking to us right now from Ithaca, is that correct?
Yeah, we're showing it on at the Cornell Cinema tonight, and then tomorrow night at the Sullivan County Community College, and then Wednesday night at the Crossroads Brewery in Athens.
Yep, and then you have several other screenings lined up in the Hudson Valley, as I understand, from Newburgh to Albany.
I think in the next 30 days it's going to screen 20 times in 20 different towns.
Wow.
But also I've hooked up with a Washington, D.C.-based environmental group called Food and Water Watch, and they're distributing it on its own. So this week they're screening it in Baltimore and Philadelphia and Hyattsville, Maryland. There are 34 states that allow fracking at various levels. So, again, we in New York are actually in a pretty envious spot compared to most states, in that we don't have fracking yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, we live in the Hudson Valley, and, there are, gas men who've been knocking on doors, leasing land in our neighborhood. But, we drove yesterday into western New York, towards the southern tier, and, as you drive across New York State, you can completely understand the gamble, the desire of people. If somebody knocks on the door and says, listen, I'm going to pay you, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million to lease your 200 acres or 300 acres, you completely understand the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of poverty out in rural New York, a lot of desperate people. You can completely understand the temptation.
Absolutely.
But we have to, that's part of the goal of our film, is to try and educate, because, the problem is, if you lease your land and they come come in and take the gas out. It very probably renders your water unfit, and the property value for your farm or 100 or 200 acres is now diminished because it's either got gas wells on it or it's very, very likely the water will be contaminated. So it's tempting to say yes to the gas man, but it's very, very risky.
I'm curious, John, we talked a little bit about some of the screenings happening in the next couple of weeks and in the area. And here, I know locally, the film screened at TSL in Hudson, and now it's screening at Crossroads. And considering what you're talking about the sort of educational goals of the film, can you talk about some of the philosophy of the distribution in the film, the kinds of places it's showing, or in what ways conversation is sort of built into the...
The idea behind the strategy behind distribution is anybody who'll show it. we're going to show it in Manhattan on the 29th at the New York Ethical and Cultural Society in for 800 people. But you know, I'm also happy to send DVDs to individuals who want to show it in the community center or at a school. I mean, unlike a lot of documentaries where for a while, at least when they're new, you kind of guard them. Money to make sure they're only seen by certain audiences. But we literally want to have this seen by as many people as possible, as often as possible, and as many places as possible, just because I think there is a real lack of understanding about fracking in New York. You know, most of my friends who've come, and we've only screened it, this is the fourth screening tonight, but I've after the previous screenings, lots of people have come up to me, very kind of educated, smart people who said, I had no idea. And until you see what these fracking operations are, which are, pretty sizable construction projects of their own, maybe you don't, maybe if your only familiarity with the issue is a yard sign, I think when you see these pictures of what the delivery systems are and where the waste goes or doesn't go, which we show in the film in both still pictures and in video, I think that has a real impact on people. So, yes, I want as many New Yorkers and as many people outside of New York to see it, not from a kind of filmmaker's perspective, but as an educator's perspective.
Yeah, and then people can get together and have conversations about it and hopefully get more informed. So...
John, thank you so much for joining us. You're going to be calling us back in a couple of minutes with...
Yep, I'm going to go pass the phone to Natalie if I can find her here. So have a long conversation, and we'll be right back to you.
Okay, thanks John.
Yep.